It's the Mainly Plants Podcast. I'm Ryan, your certified plant-based nutritionist. The website, mainlyplants.com, at mainlyplants on social media, and Ryan at mainlyplants.com is my email address. Let's see. What is going on in my life? Just working. The weather is getting fantastic here in Arizona. I think it was it's like a high of 85 tomorrow, and it's a high of 66, or it's a high of 85 today. It's like 66 tomorrow. So the weather's a little schizophrenic, but cool mornings, cool evenings, warm afternoons. Like, this is why I live here. And now that pause for pizza is done, it's like, I don't even know what to do with myself. Obviously, I still have my day job. I am a realtor. And, you know, with the ever-shifting real estate market and the way that the market is right now, I do spend a lot of time figuring out how to navigate that better for both myself and my clients. But in my personal life, Eleanor is taking up a lot of it, my puppy. She is 7 months old today. And she's currently asleep underneath my desk, but she is the chillest puppy. She is kind of like in the terrible toddler phase, I think, where, you know, she tries to be a little defiant. But I mean, she sleeps through the night. She's just so cute. If you haven't seen a picture of her, go to at mainlyplants.com on Instagram, and one of the most recent posts is a picture of her. She's the best. I'm very happy. All that anxiety and stuff that I talked about on a previous podcast has relatively gone away. It is kind of a shift in my day-to-day life in terms of, like, well, I used to wake up around 8. Now I wake up around 6:30 because she needs to get up and go to the bathroom. I'm sure that'll change as she gets older. You know, I don't like to be out of the house more than 3 or 4 hours at a time, and that's kind of pushing it. I go to the gym, and if I go somewhere that's not like a dinner or a grocery store, she comes with me. But yeah, I mean, it's interesting having to kind of, or I think it's interesting how I have to remember all those kind of like parenting skills. I don't have any kids of my own, human kids. So it's like I'm remembering all the stuff that I used to do with Dexter, right? Where you kind of like are eager to get home, and it's good and bad. It was nice for the past 2 years to kind of just like go out and fly by the seat of my pants. And now it's like I have more of a plan. But I think having that more of a plan is, it's a good thing for me. You know, I don't know. I feel like it's good to have that kind of structure. And, you know, dogs thrive off of structure and routine. And so do I, to be perfectly honest. So, you know, because I do that for her, I do it for myself even more. It's just a nice feeling. But let's get into it, because no one's here to listen to me babble about my personal life or my dogs. So before we get into it, a few weeks ago I mentioned that the next podcast I was doing was going to be another mushroom podcast with guests. They had to reschedule. I kept forgetting to tell you guys. I should have them on next week. So barring any other rescheduling conflicts, they will be on next week. And I should be publishing that podcast next week. So hopefully that happens. But that's I wanted to give you the update with that. Okay. Phytoestrogens. And I mentioned it, I think it was last week on the podcast, that I don't have breasts despite eating a block of tofu a day. There has been this propaganda push that tofu, that soy, raises estrogen levels. And that's a problem in both men and women, but it's not true. And we're gonna get into it. Okay, so what are phytoestrogens? I'm like marble mouth today. What are phytoestrogens? Well, they are naturally occurring compounds, and they're found. Jesus, they're found in plants that share a structural resemblance to estrogen, which is that primary female sex hormone. Now, despite the similarity, phytoestrogens interact with the body differently than estrogen, and they offer a whole host of unique health benefits. So first, let's look at the chemical structure, right? Phytoestrogens, such as isoflavones, lignans, a whole bunch of other stuff, they possess like a ring structure, and that's very similar to estrogen, but there are subtle key chemical differences. And these variances enable the phytoestrogens to interact with estrogen receptors in the body in distinctive ways that are different than estrogen. So while phytoestrogens can bind to estrogen receptors, they do so with a lower potency compared to regular estrogen. So this reduced binding activity results in milder effects of estrogen-sensitive tissues, which offers a gentler influence on hormonal balance. Now, you might be asking yourself, well, any kind of influence on a hormonal balance is negative. That's not true. We're going to get into it. All right, so phytoestrogens exhibit dual characteristics. Guys, for whatever reason, I can't speak today, so just bear with me. But they exhibit these dual characteristics, and they act as weak estrogen agonists, or antagonists, you can call them also, depending upon the context. So in some instances, they mimic estrogen's effects by activating estrogen receptors and contributing to hormonal balance. And conversely, they can also compete with estrogen for receptor binding sites, exerting anti-estrogenic effects. So they do exactly the opposite. They can do the exact opposite of what the propaganda pushes. And in doing so, they reduce the risk of estrogen-related health conditions. So what I'm saying is that phytoestrogens can work as both pro-estrogen and anti-estrogen. And they do so depending upon your body's needs. It literally fills the positive gaps and not the negative ones. So you're getting all the benefits and not the negatives. Your body knows what to do with the phytoestrogen. It's not estrogen. It's phytoestrogen. It knows what to do with it. Now, there are a whole host of health benefits associated with phytoestrogens. They have been extensively studied for their potential role in reducing the risk of hormone-related cancers, particularly breast and prostate cancer, so both men and women. Now, men can get breast cancer also. It's obviously not as common, but they can. They can certainly get prostate cancer because we have prostates. These compounds exert anti-cancer effects through various mechanisms, including inhibiting tumor cell proliferation, inducing like the programmed cell death of the cancer cell, and interfering with the production of hormones involved in cancer growth. So regular consumption of phytoestrogen-rich foods has been linked to lower cancer incidence rates, making them a valuable dietary component for cancer prevention. They also contribute to cardiovascular health, and they do so by positively influencing several risk factors associated with heart disease. They've been shown to lower total cholesterol, as well as LDL cholesterol, which is the bad cholesterol. They've also been shown to increase HDL, or the good cholesterol levels. And what this does is it improves your lipid profile and reduces the risk of atherosclerosis and coronary artery disease. Atherosclerosis is the damaging of the arteries, the lining of the arteries. So in addition to all of this stuff, phytoestrogens possess antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties that help protect blood vessels from oxidative stress and inflammation. And this promotes overall cardiovascular function and reduces the risk of cardiovascular events like heart attack. They're also great for your bone health. They play a crucial role. Because estrogen plays a crucial role in maintaining bone density and preventing osteoporosis, phytoestrogens do also. They exhibit a weaker estrogenic activity than regular, natural estrogen, but they can still exert beneficial effects on bone health. They also help slow down bone loss and reduce the risk of osteoporosis by stimulating the cells responsible for bone formation. And they also inhibit the cells that are responsible for bone resorption or the degradation of bone. So including these phytoestrogen-rich foods in your diet can contribute to stronger bones and a lower break or fracture risk, especially in individuals at risk of osteoporosis, osteopenia, the elderly, all that good stuff. Where was I? So they also can provide, phytoestrogens can also provide menopausal symptom relief. Now, because menopause is characterized by hormone fluctuations and they lead to symptoms such as hot flashes, night sweats, mood swings, yada, yada, yada. Well, because phytoestrogen can work with your hormones, there is some relief there. They've been investigated for their potential to alleviate these symptoms by exerting mild estrogenic effects. Estrogenic effects. I don't know what's going on with my brain today. Having a puppy has made me tired. But studies have suggested that phytoestrogens may help regulate hormonal fluctuations and mitigate symptoms that are like hot flashes and night sweats, as a bunch of a whole host of other stuff, right? So for women experiencing menopausal symptoms, incorporating these phytoestrogen-rich foods into their diet may offer natural relief without the need for hormonal replacement therapy. It's definitely worth checking out. Talk to your doctor about it. It's not going to do anything negative to you, so you might as well try it. And lastly, emerging research has suggested that phytoestrogens may have neuroprotective properties and could play a role in preserving cognitive function and reducing the risk of neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's. Phytoestrogens may exert protective effects on brain cells by reducing inflammation, reducing oxidative stress, reducing that plaque formation in the brain, which are all hallmark features of Alzheimer's. So, you know, there needs to be more research done to really shine a full light on the relationship between phytoestrogens and brain health. But that preliminary evidence suggests that including phytoestrogen-containing foods in the diet may support cognitive function and brain health throughout your lifespan. So if you want to get ahead of it, start incorporating now. There's no age too young to, you know, first of all, to be plant-based in general. Studies have shown and proven that being plant-based is safe and healthy at any age. Now, you might be thinking, well, what about breast milk? Breast milk is vegan. I know that might blow some people's minds. It's the natural way of doing things, right? Breast milk from one species to the same species is vegan. What's not vegan is breast milk from a cow and having a human drink it, et cetera, et cetera. But a mother breastfeeding its child, that is vegan. So a plant-based diet includes breast milk for a baby. I don't know what kind of stuff you weirdos are into, but that's plant-based. Where was I? The brain health and cognitive function, right? So you can start having these phytoestrogen foods. If you're not already, that's fine. But you might consider incorporating them into your diet. They are abundant in a variety of plant-based foods. It's not just tofu, right? It's obviously all soy products like soybeans and tempeh, as well as tofu, but in things like flax seeds, in sesame seeds, in legumes like lentils, in whole grains, even certain fruits and vegetables contain phytoestrogens. And incorporating them into your food or into your diet will provide a natural and beneficial source of phytoestrogens supporting your overall health and well-being. Now, it's funny because tofu, soy, has been labeled as this, you know, breast-growing food, right? And to be perfectly frank, it was perpetrated by the dairy and meat industry, because soy milk and tofu was like the first meat alternative, right? Before we got all these fancy alternatives. But it was like tofu, and the first plant-based milk was soy milk. So they, when that started making a dent in the beef and dairy industry, that's when they started coming out with this nonsense about, well, soy, you know, they took phytoestrogen and they took the phyto off of it, and they spread this panic that soy raises estrogen in men. And it's clearly, I just gave you, how long have we been on here for? 16 minutes. I talked for the first three or four. So 12, 13 minutes. I gave you evidence of phytoestrogen's benefits. And it's funny. It's funny that this is spread, because so much soy is fed to livestock, is fed to cows. And we're talking about the shitty soy, right? Like the soy that they feed to cows isn't the soy that they feed to humans. And if it were true, then, well, the cow is consuming all that extra estrogen. So the person consuming the cow would be consuming that as well as all the hormones in the cow. It's funny. They don't talk about your hormones getting fucked up from animal foods, from, you know, the meat of a cow that's been pumped full of hormones and antibiotics its entire life. And same thing with the milk. That's what you really have to worry for. They took the focus all off of them when it should be on them, and they put it on soy. But what I was saying is that they didn't spread this bullshit about any of the other stuff, like sesame seeds, like legumes, like whole grains, like the fruits and vegetables that contain phytoestrogens. So that should tell you something. If you want visual proof, go look at pictures of me on my Instagram, at mainlyplants. I do not have breasts. I am not a 100-pound, you know, little effeminate man. When people find out that I am plant-based, they are usually very surprised. I am a testament to tell you the fact that eating soy products will not mess your hormones up. I get my blood tested every 3 to 6 months. The shortest between times is 3 months. The longest is six. Every 3 to 6 months, I get my blood done, including a full comprehensive hormone panel, including, you know, I also do lipids and body inflammation, all that stuff. But it's funny, before I got my hormones squared away, because just being the age that I am, hormones start to get a little fucked up. Once men hit 30, everything kind of gets a little screwy. So my testosterone was lower than I would have liked it to be. But my estrogen, men are supposed to have a very small amount of estrogen. It's supposed to be measurable. Mine was so low that they couldn't measure it. And I've been, at this point, I had been vegan for, I think, 11 years. This is my 13th year. So 2 years ago, I started this. 11 years I had been plant-based, been eating tofu nearly every day, and my estrogen was so low they couldn't measure it. So, look, there's zero truth to the fact that soy messes up your hormones. I hope I've made it clear for y'all. If you have questions, or if you have concerns, or if you have comments, for the love of God, please let me know, because I would love to talk to you about it. I would love to find out what your issue is with it. In obviously a respectable manner. But there it is, phytoestrogens. Questions, comments, concerns, Ryan@mainlyplants.com. And until next week, go eat a salad.